Good Behavior by Molly Keane. Read by Kate Binchy. Chapter 1. Rose smelt the air, considering what she smelt. A miasma of unspoken criticism and disparagement fogged the distance between us. I knew she ached to censure my cooking, but through the years I have subdued her. Those wide shoulders and swinging hips were once part of a winged quality she had, a quality reduced and corrected now, I am glad to say. I wonder, are you wise, Miss Aroon, to give her the rabbit? And why not? I can use the tone of voice which keeps people in their places, and usually silences any interference from Rose. Not this time. Rabbit sickens her. Even Master Hubert's first, with his first gun, she couldn't get it down. That's a very long time ago, and I've often known her to enjoy rabbit since then. She never liked rabbit, especially when she thought it was chicken. Oh, you couldn't deceive her, Miss Aroon. She picked up the tray. I snatched it back. I knew precisely what she would say when she put it down on Mummy's bed. I had set the tray myself. I don't trust Rose. I don't trust anybody because I like things to be right. The tray did look charming. Bright, with a crisp, clean cloth and a shine on everything. I lifted the silver lid off the hot plate to smell those quenelles in a cream sauce. There was just a hint of bay leaf and black pepper, not a breath of the rabbit foundation. Anyhow, what could be more delicious and delicate than a baby rabbit, especially after it has been forced through a fine sieve and whizzed for 10 minutes in a Moulinex blender? I'll take up the tray, I said. When the kettle boils, please fill the pink hot water bottle.